views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
And here we are again. Now we are into September of 2015. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the show if you're a new listener. Interesting times we have going on. So during the month of September, I'm going to be here each week to help us as we are rolling through it, to help us, to help me, to help you, all of us, because we're all going through it. Everybody's going through it. We're all feeling different things. It's been a bit of an emotional experience with that supermoon we had last week. We're also dealing with grief. For those in this genre, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer passed away on the supermoon day, August 29th. And I want to give him tribute and say thank you to him for all of us, because he was such a light and he's still shining so bright for every one of us. So thank you to him for everything. Now, I want to send a lot of love to his family and to everyone that is feeling his loss, because he never believed in death. It was a transition. And I know that when I think of it that way, I celebrate everything that he was about with his energy. So thank you to him. Now, this week, we are working with peaceful healing, because we're all healing something. Yes, everybody's healing something, but we can do it in a peaceful way. We can have things come in gently. We can work with healing, and healing has a couple of different facets to it. We're working with Archangel Raphael today. We're going to be working with a meditation and an invocation to bring him in and really work with this healing angel. He is considered the physician of heaven. He is the one for healing in all things, whether it's physical, you know, emotional, relationship, whatever needs healing. What needs healing in your life? Raphael is wonderful. He is, last week he came in, but he came in for the whole month of September. When I did the whole month for, you know, what to expect. And he came in very strong last week. He also comes in with gentle nudges, and he just comes in. He'll be with us quite a bit this month, because everything about this month is opening our hearts to allow love and light in for a higher frequency. And if you feel this emotional tugging and things are just feeling upside down for you in your world with all those energies that are flowing in and retrogrades, it's all to help us understand where we were, where we are, and where do we want to go from here. Every bit of it is to help us, even the uncomfortable parts. You may be having more dreams, things like that. So with that, we do have the phone lines open today, absolutely, because we have a lot going on out there, and we will be doing that through the month of September. Want you to know that. The number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call into the show. We are wanting to truly help each other. The callers that call in, I say thank you to that, because you're helping other people that probably can relate to your question, or what they may be going through will relate. And it helps another person when we address that. This has been a lot. you know, in the last week, I know you probably feel like you've had enough. Raphael can truly come in and gently guide you and assist you. What I love about working with the angels is that it does not have to be overwhelming. It does not have to feel like you can't handle. They will help gently guide you. Now, a lot of the times we resist or we avoid or we're, you know, trying to pretend that it wasn't there, the nudges of what we need to do. Healing has those different facets. Like I said earlier, they have ways of coming in and showing us things we may not want to see, but we need to see them so we know what to heal. We need to go there. We need to not avoid those parts of us that are our shadow. We don't want to ignore that side of us. That's the side that needs so much love and light. If you do not give a plant any sunlight at all, what happens to it? I mean, that's a good analogy for that. And what do? You know, we adjust, we make sure it has more sun, or we give it, you know, some food or water. We nurture that plant's environment, right? And that's what makes a difference in the health of the plant. You're the same way. That's an analogy to give you about what's going on if there's something neglected within you. We have to go there. We have to address it. Raphael can help you with that, but he can also be with you, and you're not alone when you're working to heal through something tough. I mean, we have grief, we have loss, we have letting go of things we need to let go of. We have a lot of new things that want to come into our life and we're just not sure. You may feel a little bit mentally scattered at times. You may be having some dreams that are not making sense to you. Record them, pay attention to them. And in your meditations and in your prayers, just ask for some clarity. You can ask for messages to come in different ways. So I want to make sure that you know that a healing journey will go up and down. You'll feel better. You always will feel better. Yes, eventually. I just want you to know that. But it can feel uncomfortable in some of the areas where you need to grow, kind of like a growing pain. You can feel overwhelmed or feel like it's emotional. Don't ignore all the different feelings that you feel right now, because the September energies are giving us an opportunity to truly manifest, soar into a frequency that we've all been talking about for years. You have this great opportunity to really turn it around. It will take proactive work on your part. It's not about just waiting and it being done for you. It's also being able to stand in your own confidence and knowing that you can do this and you can make choices that are right for you. You know, getting caught up in all the fear that somebody else has, don't absorb that. You can choose not to absorb that. So we will take some callers when we come back. I already see we have a couple of them in the queues there. So when we come back from break, we're about to take a break, so there's not enough time yet to bring a caller in. But I wanted to introduce you to what we're talking about today, because Raphael is, I love working with Raphael in tandem with Michael, especially because Michael can help clear toxicities away and, you know, the fears, the negativity, help shield, help protect you. And then you feel safe to allow yourself to open up for the healing and the love and the divine light that could come flowing in. And Raphael can help you with that. Raphael will help you see where you might need to change something in your environment, or maybe change a perspective or look at a different perspective. You know, work on what it is that you believe about yourself, or do you love yourself at all? And he'll help you find that. So he's a wonderful angel to work with. Think about, while we're going through this episode, what you would like Raphael to help you with. Because when we do the meditation, you'll be ready to go, because we're going to really bring that angel in and do a lot of healing energy. We want to clear out and make room for it, though. So that's where we release and let go of other lower frequencies that don't support us. So during this episode, we are working with peaceful healing with Archangel Raphael. We are going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will take a couple of callers when we come back from break. Stay with us.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so...
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just joining us, our topic today is peaceful healing with Archangel Raphael. And we do have a couple of callers on the line. So let's bring on, we lost one of them. Okay, let's bring on Deborah from Missouri.
Hi.
Hi, Jen. Deborah. What is your question?
My question is, what does Raphael have to tell me for my next step on my spiritual path?
Okay. Believe it or not, it has a lot to do with acceptance. It's accepting that you're going in the right direction, and letting go of overanalyzing it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I know. It's accepting that it's going. No, really. It's accepting that it's all going in the right direction and allowing it to unfold. It's allowing it to unfold and not, you know, second guessing. Okay. Is this, you know, sometimes we're overthinking and it's more of a just settling in and being at peace with where it is right now. And then it allows more of that to come in behind it.
I know.
We're, it's interesting. It was an interesting thing I got immediately. It was like accepting things the way they are and being at peace with that. Because we're in a time where, I mean, this time we're in, this energy we have going on with September, so much changing every day, we really won't know from day to day what to expect. So it's being okay with where you are right now for tomorrow to unfold, and it's okay. This is a manifesting energy that we're talking about. So, you know, when we're overthinking, we're kind of getting a confusion. It's kind of cluttering the energy field, so to speak, when we're thinking about it too much. And that way, when we open that up and just go, you know what, everything's just fine. And just go about your day and believe it or not, just feel good about it being a little more simplified right now. And that way it opens up, because it's kind of like a clearing out the clutter of a closet so you can put something else in it, something new. This is more clearing out some of that extra thinking energy so it can come forward for you. It's actually kind of a nice suggestion he's giving you, because it's not complicated.
Right. That's true.
I don't think so much, right? It feels a little weird when we're used to thinking, you know, and, you know, and even though we're thinking about spiritual matters, it can get to where I'm just thinking too much, you know, it can be that way. I have to, you know, make sure I'm not doing that sometimes. It's like, no, just stop going there. Just be where you are right now. It's just, it's a being peaceful with that. So accepting where you are right now is exactly on the right track is the big message there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and you know, sometimes we keep looking for that next step, and we keep looking and we keep looking and we keep looking for that next step. And, you know, we get to a point where, oh, I didn't even notice those steps I was on. You know, because you were so busy looking for another step. Celebrate where you are right now, Deborah.
Okay.
So it's actually, I'm kind of smiling with this one because I like it. I thought that is a nice message for you. Very nice message for you. I would love. Yeah, I like it. I'm like, I think I'm going to work on that too. Yeah, I think a lot of us can appreciate and go, you know what, that sounds kind of nice. And you can see it as a breather, taking a break from trying so hard. It's actually going the opposite of trying so hard right now with the energies. It's actually going to be so easy that we're going to go, it was this easy the whole time and we were just trying so hard. Because just being in your peace and your happiness in your moment is how you create your tomorrow. We've been talking about that for years with, you know, law of attraction and manifesting. But we're now we've got to apply those skills we've been learning. And so it's letting all the fretting and the second guessing and the, you know, worrying if it was the right or wrong way to move. Some of that energy is what they're recommending, and I say they, because Michael's behind him. Michael's supporting Raphael. Those two just usually they come together most of the time. And they're just saying, you know, celebrate where you are and let that energy fall away. That's kind of cluttering the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the message. That was the answer I got.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't think so hard. That's tricky, but I'll That's my best on that one.
It is. Because if, you know, I mean, and, you know, people that are, you know, like a lot of spiritual people, creative people, we're thinkers, you know, we're just deep, you know, and I know that I am too. But I also know that I feel my frequency lift almost within, almost immediately within seconds when I just let go of some of the overload of thought. And I just, it's kind of like I'm floating in a lighter area. I don't know how to explain it. I know that I feel it. I did it this morning and it was wonderful. Then I come back and it's like, you see all the things you got to do or, you know, things that are happening. But when I went on a meditative walk by the water this morning with Emmy, I was doing that and it was incredible. And I was losing track of time and I loved it. And I thought, I just feel so good after that. Come back and then you see your list of to-dos and it's very easy to jump back in that. And I go, no. I really like that because I was talking with Raphael on that walk because he was going to be with me for this show today. And I was like, you know, and it was so peaceful. It really was. And that's what we were doing today. So he was showing me what to share with all of you. So there you go. He's saying, just be okay that you're fine.
Great. That's
yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. Thank you for calling in and take that and smile for the rest of the day and just bask in that peaceful energy that he's sending you and bringing to you, because that's how you'll bring more of it into your life for the future.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
I know. It's actually really nice. And I know. I think we could all do that. And I'm actually inspired myself to go do that again after the show. It's like, I think I'm going to go back over by the water and just, you know, do that. But absolutely. Celebrate who you are, where you are, and how far you've come. And look forward to the things that, you know, just look forward to life. You know, enjoy right now, today. And that will give you something to look forward to tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you for calling in. And I wish you much love on your journey because it sounds pretty good. Thank you, Deborah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wow. That, you know, I could just sit there and get lost in that message because that just felt good for all of us. I can feel it just flowing through my body. And it's kind of like, it's like that phrase, just keep it simple, keep it simple. When it's feeling overwhelming, that's one of the best things to back up and go to anyway, because the anxiety starts kicking in, you feel like you're losing control, and that's mental energy, just clogging the signals and, you know, pathways for your connection. And it causes clutter in your manifesting. So when it starts feeling like that, I mean, when I started doing that, I used to, you know, feel like I would just get in over my head on things. And I go, you know what? I'm just going to stop. I'm going to do exactly what I did this morning with that. That's not the first time I've done that. I do that. Actually, we do it every day. But today I felt like I did go a lot deeper. And it was so amazing to where I knew he was showing me something to share with you. You know, if you just stop pushing so hard, you can actually experience where you are right now. And then you can connect much easier. He will show you gentle nudges after that. Like I asked him, I said, you know, what are we going to be doing today on show? Because I don't know until we come into the show. And he said, you know, we're going to be. And he did say that this morning. And I went, okay, yep, I see it. I love it. It's fueling me up with a lot of healing energy. If you are in the healing arts out there, join with me and start fueling up. Get your engines going. Let's make this a powerful meditation today when we go to that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with peaceful healing with Archangel Raphael. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just joining us on this episode, we have been talking about peaceful healing with Archangel Raphael. And how do we go about doing that? Well, with any of the angels, we simply ask with intention for what we want. And he gave us a great inspirational moment there on the last segment with the caller, but it was really for all of us because I was feeling it flow through me as well on acceptance and being, you know, in your now, being in that peace. So during the break, I said, okay, this is interesting. You're just, you know, taking me one step at a time and I don't know either. And so I said, what would you like for me to share with them in this segment? And he says, we have to address detoxifying in our life. Okay, that's anything. It could be because in order to heal, we have to clear away the negative or the lower frequencies, the toxicities. Now, that could be physical. That could be your emotions. That could be your environment, such as, relationships or, something in your environment that is clouding everything up for you. When we clean up our environment, our energy field, our physical body, we give it and nurture it. We clean up, things we're doing with earth. If you garden, have you tried organic gardening? I've been doing it and it's quite amazing. I love it. And the more that I have cleaned up and done in my own, as we've been learning about, not having a pesticide in our home or cleaning our home with that, or, I make my own cleaning solutions for my home using essential oils. I love it. The home smells better. It's safer for your pets if you have pets. But we've been changing for years now. I've been doing that. I love creating. So I'm an artist. Now, I'm not saying you have to do everything I'm doing, but look to where you can clean it up. I even make my own goat milk bath soap because I want to know what's in my soap. I want to know what my skin is absorbing or what my body is consuming or what am I putting on the earth in my own garden. I'm very passionate about that. And I also feel a lot healthier because I do that. That's detoxifying. Believe it or not, there's all these different things in our environment can affect our hormones. They can affect mood, emotions. You see, it all ties together. So when he brought this up, I went, oh, wow, they're going to think this topic again. But no, it's true. Look where you could clean up your diet. What could you do? Get away from preservatives. What could you do? A lot of those things that are toxic, and that's a whole series of shows go into that in detail. But when you go removing those things that are harmful, like preservatives or chemicals, any kind of chemical, things like that. Now you're not affecting your hormones or your cells. Your cells are affected by everything you live in. For me, being in energy healing, I so wholeheartedly see that. Clearing that out, detoxifying, is it a bad relationship you're in that you need to just let this thing go? Or a situation, maybe it's a toxic situation. What's causing the stress here? And this is a detoxification as well. Now, he also, and you've heard me talk about it before if you've listened to my show, and everybody out there, honestly, the clients I've been working with in private sessions and for myself too, but right now with this energy in September, we could all use a detoxifying salt bath for clearing our energy field. That will give you a huge boost. So you can go, okay, let me just get some of that clutter out of the way so I can see what I need to do. And now energetically, that will give you a phenomenal boost and clear off energy you may have absorbed. It's wonderful for, just clearing out your energy field, not to mention how relaxed you feel after you're done with that. Then look at your environment. Look at your home. Look at your desk. Look at your closet. What needs to go away? Clean up that environment. These are physical things you can do that will energetically make a huge difference in healing. This is coming from Raphael. He said, it's time for everybody to detox. We're going into fall. That's usually a time where you do that anyway. But I feel like I've been doing that since January nonstop, just still detoxifying. And I cannot believe the difference that I feel just doing that. So you're looking to detox your environment, clean up clutter, clean up your energy field. Do the salt bath for that. You just relax in that salt bath. Just feel like you can let go for 20, 30 minutes. It's phenomenal. Ask Michael to help you sever cords with attachments to things that are just pulling you down and pushing your buttons and yanking you and upsetting you over and over again. You know, we got to get rid of that. It's just time to let that go. That past is that past, and it doesn't do you any good in the future or right now. Where are you right now? Are you in a situation that you need to make peace with and just accept that it's kind of a, there was a message in that where some people are going through some tough things right now. And well, there's a lot of people going through some tough things. But sometimes in order to move through it, we have to make peace with, okay, I've just got to be okay with this right now. I've just got to be okay with it is what it is and accept it. When we do that, now we have allowed the universe to actually move forward again for us. Because sometimes we keep fighting, and we're trying to do it ourselves. And we have to make peace with, you know, we've asked for all this help. I don't see it right now, but I want to have the faith that it is there anyway, because it is. You may not see it yet, but having that faith that it is there, even when you can't see it, is incredible. Incredible energy that will keep it going forward. And then you will see it change, because nothing stays the same. Everything changes in time. Everything does. That's the way this world is. And the world's changing. It's changing a lot. The energy's shifting. All kinds of stuff going on. Now, what could you do right now, today, to take a step forward in a positive direction with Archangel Raphael to heal your life? Can you change something in your diet? Can you maybe change your attitude about something? Can you acknowledge, yeah, I'm angry, I feel resentful about that, but I have intention to release that? So even if you feel like that, you know, we have to take sometimes a half step to get rid of that. So you have to acknowledge, okay, I have to accept the fact that that's a shadow part of me that I don't really like, but it is what it is. That's how I feel about it. Be honest with yourself and just know that with intention, Raphael will oversee and give you a step-by-step on how you could move through that. But we have to be honest with it. We have to know and acknowledge, okay, yeah, I do feel like that, but I want to let it go. If you truly want to let it go, don't worry about whether you can or can't yet. Just have intention to let it go, because it's just something that causes us to suffer. We don't have to go through all of this shift uncomfortable. So when we come back in the next segment, we're going to do the meditation, and we're going to bring Raphael in to help us clear and heal. I'm also asking Michael to help us too, so we can clear out some things so we can let more love in. So get ready for what it is that you want to ask Raphael to help you with. And when we come back from the break, we're going to do the meditation. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about peaceful healing with Archangel Raphael. We're going to do the energy healing meditation and clearing when we come back. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Like increased health and vitality. How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, if you're just tuning in. And our topic has been about peaceful healing with Archangel Raphael. And what we're going to do in this last segment is a healing meditation and invocation with Raphael. I'm also going to ask that Michael come in and clear away debris, toxic, lower frequency energy, anything that you need detaching from. So, you know, you can always get this on the archive if you're, you know, kind of not ready to do this right now. You can do this later because we always have the archive later. But if you know what you want to ask for healing with, just think about that right now as we go into this meditation. And think about how, what could I, you know, what could I do? Raphael, how can you help me? And we're putting that in and we're taking a deep breath and we're just going to allow the thought energy to shift where we're not trying to control our thoughts so it can flow in and he can bring us suggestions. And as you take a deep breath in, know that you're bringing in love and peace and exhaling everything that needs to go away. And with intention, wherever you are, just ask Raphael for this help. Can you help me heal this area of my life? Can you help me clean it up? Can you help me accept? Healing is acceptance, forgiveness, and clearing up and detoxifying. Those are the words that I would use in different perspectives of healing. And Michael is here. Archangel Michael is here. If you feel you're struggling with letting something go, feeling that you cannot shake off attachments to things that are hurting you, affecting you in a negative way, ask Michael to come in with his incredible energy. Michael, please come in. Please come in and help those listeners out there that need help with these detachments. Use your incredible, beautiful sword of light and just cut away these cords that are holding them back. so that they feel free to move forward. Raphael can bring in a gentle, steady flow of healing love and light. He's going to allow it to just flow to you. It's unlimited. You can have as much or as little as you accept. You can continue this on a daily basis and allow him to show you one step at a time what you can do. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. You can start with one thing one day and then try something else the next day. By continually clearing off negative attachments, toxic energies, and then filling that space up with love and divine healing energy, you will be on your way very quickly in the energies that we have right now with September. Because this is the time to really, really go for it. It's time to go for what you've always wanted. It's time to put all of your focus on what you want. And when you feel yourself flowing into a place where it's not positive or you feel like it's affecting you in a negative way, stop right there and ask again, Michael, please help me clear this. Please protect me. Please shield me up. But not to be afraid of life. The intention with him supporting you is so you can go out there without the fear all over you, without that feeling of what if, where you can actually step forward into who you really are and live your truth in a positive way. Raphael can support you with more love, more light, unlimited. All of the angels can support you in many, many ways. The divine is in all of us. When you tap into that, you are fueling the power of unlimited love that can go through humanity and just soar us up to an amazing life. You can choose this. And sometimes we have to keep, you know, repeating it when we're learning it. And the more of the detoxing you do that we were speaking about earlier, the easier the frequency will be for you to move into it. Because those things keep you weighed down. Even if you feel that all of your problems, situations, issues are emotional related, you can still, I guarantee you, find something in your physical world you could clean up and it'll make a difference. Look around you. What does your environment look like? Because it will tell you where you are energetically. Start with cleaning out your car. Start with cleaning a closet out. Cleaning up your kitchen and putting healthier foods in it. Maybe it's how you express or how you talk to yourself. Do you talk to yourself in a very negative way? I've heard people do that, and it's hard to hear. But it's being easy on you, allowing yourself to feel something different that can change everything you're experiencing, including your physical health. It will help you. All of these things are connected. Absolutely. Take a deep breath in, as deep as you possibly can, of as much love that you can absolutely bring into your being, and embrace that anything's possible. Anything's possible. Miracles exist. They're real. You just have to allow them into your life. You can change your mind at any time. You can change a belief that's not supporting you if you want to. You have the freedom to completely write a brand new chapter in your life that's the way you want it to go. Keeping your energy field cleaned out, keeping a detached from lower frequencies when you need to. Allow yourself to feel good things. Allow yourself to feel good things. Allow yourself to know that I can take a couple minutes out and just be. That's okay. You can do it. You may not be used to it, but you can do it. And continue each day and just thank the angels, thank them, bring them in, ask them for their guidance and support, and they'll be there. Absolutely. And you may not feel it at the beginning, but you have to know they're still there. And they will help you. Listen to those thoughts. Listen to those ideas that come in, because those are clues on what they're giving you to change. Because you'll know what they are. They'll be repetitive. It'll be the same thing over and over again. Raphael's good with that one. And, you know, exhale all that toxicity right now and go through the rest of your day feeling fantastic, feeling excited about life, feeling that there's opportunities just waiting to pour in. You just have to make room for them. Absolutely. And with that note, I say thank you for listening to the show today. Wow, we had a lot that I wanted to share with you. And I really wanted this to be a healing show for you because of all this energy coming through. We have lots going on. We'll be working with that with you throughout the month of September. I want you to know you're not by yourself. You're never by yourself, but I'm going to be here each week for you. Go over to my website so you can check out what we're doing over there. JenRoyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And let me know your thoughts. I send you much love, happiness, and joy for healing. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
Been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.